What I see happening today is a lot of people are coming to the Reformed faith, which is very exciting, but the corresponding level of holiness, personal holiness, is often not there. And I think part of the reason is they see the truth of the doctrines of grace in the Bible, and they get excited about it. It's a wonderful worldview. But to really live the Reformed faith, you need to reflect it in a life of holiness. And that takes time alone with God. And often people don't give themselves that time. There's so many good things to do. Now, Christian families who don't want to go to, you know, R-rated movies or risque things find good things to do, but they cram their lives so full of good things, even of church things, that there's not much time left for family togetherness. There's not much time left for personal devotions, for cultivating holiness in the heart. And what happens then, I'm afraid, is often a kind of unthinking spirit develops, a kind of a mindless Christianity. You go through the motions, but you're so busy all the time. So worldliness is a problem. And lack of holiness, a worldly spirit inwardly, even when it doesn't show itself outwardly, can be a problem.